The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
God promises to make a way through the wilderness, not always pull you out. A lot of us enter wilderness seasons, and we think that just because hard things are happening in our life, that it's not God. We think that because there's pressure and all these things happening, that it's not God. And God doesn't cause, you know, evil things to happen, and he's not evil. But what he does do is allow things to happen to us to grow our character for the next season and the next chapter of our life. I believe that before the Lord blesses you, he's going to bring you into a wilderness season. And if you don't believe me, in Matthew, before Jesus himself started his public ministry, the Holy Spirit led him into the wilderness. The Holy Spirit. That's crazy, because a lot of us are in these trials and tribulation seasons where it feels like life sucks. And we're like, no, I'm doing something wrong, or I shouldn't be here. All these things. And to some instance, some of you guys are right. It's, you know, the consequences of your own actions. But other instances, for those who are genuinely trying to burn for God and only seek him, the Holy Spirit is leading you there to prune you, to refine you, and you have to allow him to do the work. And a lot of times, because it's uncomfortable, we don't want to be in it. So we try to skip that season, fast forward, and try to work ahead of God. If that looks like you being called into ministry or called to a specific job or whatever that is, and God says, hey, actually, I want you to take a step back. Take a step back off the media. At least for me personally, the Lord's been calling me off the media for a while. And there's been times where I've tried to run ahead of him and just start posting a bunch, and then there's no longevity. And then I just go right back to the same old, and don't post for a long time. Then I try to go ahead of the caller. And what I've realized is that Psalm 23 says that God is our shepherd. Life is so much better whenever we realize that he is our shepherd and he leads us and he guides us. But in order for him to be our shepherd, a shepherd isn't just something that we say, or, you know, we pray or we sing a song about or read a scripture. It is an action. It's a relationship between you and another person. For God to be my shepherd, I have to be submitted to his will. I have to be submitted to his leading, submitted to his guidance. And once I've realized that, when you live a life laid down on the altar, God, I take everything, whatever you need in my life, that's where peace is found and peace comes from. So if you're trying to follow the Lord, first off, you have to be submitted. But secondly, you have to be submitted to him even whenever it's hard, even when he leads you into wilderness seasons. So we look in Matthew 4, and whenever Jesus was led into the wilderness, I'm going to read a little bit. So the first temptation, Satan saw Jesus's physical need, and he tempted him with his physical need. Jesus was fasting for those 40 days and 40 nights, which is also prominent, because some demons can only be cast out through prayer and fasting. It's very, very important. So then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted there by the devil. For 40 days and 40 nights, he fasted and became very, very hungry. During that time, the devil came and said to him, if you're the Son of God, tell the stones to become loaves of bread. But Jesus said, no, the scriptures say people do not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. I want you to first realize that the first temptation that Satan tempted Jesus with was the same one that he tempted Adam and Eve with, and he comes for your identity. If you are this, do this. Eve, if you will eat from this, then you will become like this. It's always an identity, identity, identity. You don't believe me? Go to Genesis 3, and Satan says, hey, Eve, if you will eat from this apple, then you'll become like God. If she actually knew the truth, she wouldn't have eaten the apple, because in Genesis 1, whenever God was created, or Genesis 2, was creating man and woman, or man, he says, let me make man in our own image and our own likeness. So Eve was already made in the image of God. So she already was like God. Even here, Satan says, if you are God, then do this. Jesus knew he didn't need to prove himself. Satan's going to put you in a lot of positions that make you feel like your temptations are your identity. The things that you feel and the things that you go through are who you are. And that is a complete lie from the pit of hell. And we rebuke it in Jesus' name. So then he finds that Jesus, he has a physical need, which is hunger. I'll say for us, a lot of times whenever we have that physical need, it's probably sexual sin. And the enemy comes to us and says, hey, if you cave into this sexual sin, then you'll feel some sort of relief. You'll feel If you're feeling depressed, you'll find some sort of joy. If you're feeling bored, you'll have something to do, whatever. Some sort of like escape, if that makes sense. But whenever Jesus is tempted by Satan, he says...
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
No, the scriptures say people do not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. So it's really important that Jesus is showing us here how to fight back against Satan. It's only with the word of God. A lot of people say, I got to do this and this and this. No, your Bible. You got to know the word of God. In the whole armor of God that Ephesians talks about, the only offensive weapon we have to fight back is the sword. And it's the sword of the Spirit. In the Bible, we even talk about praying in the Spirit. I believe praying in the Spirit is praying the Word of God, speaking the Word of God, because this is your authority, and this is how you're going to fight the enemy back, because Jesus is showing exactly what to do when you're under spiritual warfare. The next time Satan comes and tempts Jesus, is he calls him up and says, so then the devil took him to the holy city, Jerusalem, to the highest point of the temple and said, if you're the Son of God, again, identity, jump off, for the scriptures say he will order his angels to protect you and they will hold you up with their hands so you won't even hurt your foot on the stone. But Jesus responded again with scripture, you must not test the Lord your God. This time Satan is coming with Jesus himself. This is what I'm going to tell you real quick. If you feel like Satan wouldn't tempt you because you are a child of God, you are full of it, because he had the guts to tempt Jesus Christ himself. Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He tempted him. So you better bet your bottom dollar he's going to tempt you as well. We're so much more weaker than him. But glory to God that we have the Holy Spirit in us, that because of the Holy Spirit, because of the blood of Jesus and the name of Jesus, there's no temptation that has overtaken us, and there's always a way out of sin. In this, Satan is literally twisting the word of God against Jesus himself. I mean, Jesus, the Trinity, Holy Spirit, breathed the word of God, but yet he's trying to twist it against himself. So Satan is a lot of times going to come at you, first physical, and then two, twisting the word of God and almost making you doubt God, making you not like God, making you hate God, because if he can get you against your creator, then he got you. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times it's weird, because why do we question if God is real, but we never question if Satan's real? I think that's something really crazy to me. Like, we never question that there's evil, but Satan always puts thoughts in our mind that we question if there's something good, which is God, which is just something to ponder on. The next temptation, the devil took him up to the peak of a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. I will give it to you all, he said, if you kneel down and worship me. Jesus then says, get out of here, Satan, for the scriptures say you must worship the Lord your God and serve only him. Satan now is presenting all of these things to Jesus. Hey, if you would, you know, just do this specific action, or hey, if you would find your worth in money, or if you would find your worth in relationships or these things, I will give it to you if you kneel down and worship me. So a lot of times Satan will bring us things, relationships, like I said, money, job, career, whatever, to bow down and worship. And he says, I will give it to you if you do this. But at the end of the day, no matter anything in our life, well, none of it will fulfill us except for Jesus Christ, because Jesus has put a hole in our heart that only he can fill. And we praise him for that, because in Genesis, whenever he created us, he spoke to himself. He spoke to the environment before he created the thing. And we're the thing that he created. So we continue on. It says that then the devil went away and angels came and took care of Jesus. In other translations, it says then the devil went away to prepare for like another time to come back. He left to come back at another time. So it's really crazy that whenever we do go through these things, go through these wilderness seasons or whatever, Satan is always going to want to come back for a more opportune time, which is actually so, so wild, especially that it's Jesus Christ that he's trying to tempt. He's just like honestly stupid. Like, I don't really understand what he was trying to do, but God understands, I guess, because why? Like, Satan literally knows that Jesus is real because he was once an angel and that he was created by God. So it's like, he's so delusional. Like, I just like genuinely don't understand it, but like, it's the boldness for me that he has. But if you feel like you're in a wilderness season right now, I want to tell you this, that God promises to make a way through, to bring you through the wilderness, not always pull you out. And it's better to go through the wilderness, through the refining, because as you come out of the wilderness, you are going to grow and learn things that you would not have known if you just had the Lord deliver you right out. And it's actually so, so beautiful. If Jesus would have caved into the first temptation of Satan, he would not have been able to fulfill his complete and full purpose. So if you're allowing Satan, you keep getting tempted with lust and this and this and this, falling in, you are prolonging your blessing. You are prolonging walking in the fullness of God's will and the fullness of God's purpose. And I believe this is a sign from God, because I just sat down. I was like, all right, shoot. I feel the Lord telling me to make this video. Grab my iPhone, put the DJI mic on. Let's speak. Because I believe there's a lot of people trying to force themselves out of wilderness seasons. And also, they don't know how to get out of a wilderness season. The only way out is through. And the only way out is through the Word of God. You have to use the Word of God. You have to use Scripture. Seek first the kingdom, live righteously, and all things will be added. Friend, I love you so much. Jesus loves you so much. God, thank you for my friend on the other side of the screen. I pray that this message blesses them. In Jesus' name, Lord, any demonic oppression that could be coming up against them, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus, God, and ask for a fresh desire, fresh love for the Word of God. Lord, for them to read your Scripture, to know your Scripture, Lord, and to fight the enemy back with it in the name of Jesus. And as they get off this video, may they not go to another video, but may they go to you, get on their knees and start praying, get on their knees, start reading Scripture over the household and over themselves in the name of Jesus. Amen. I love you, friend.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.